So I'm back from Light Minds in Exeter, and I said I would boo about it. So here we go. I have to say my brain has been racing since then. So it's, just to go back, it's a couple of days in Exeter. It's about, imagine 200 people or so in a room who all work in marketing and communications and social media and technology and community. And I suppose the common denominator is that we're all really interested in connection and doing it better and using technology to do that. So was it worthwhile? I had high hopes. I really hope, a couple of days out of the office is a big deal for, especially for a lot of people in small business. And was it worthwhile? I'd say it really, really was. I mean, for a start, it was brilliant fun. It was really enjoyable. These things are always really hard to quantify in terms of how valuable and useful they are. And I have to say, I think it was useful, but not necessarily in the way that I thought. They, as ever, had a great lineup of speakers, and I was kind of waiting for some sort of penny dropped moment, some big insight from the keynotes that made me, I don't know, maybe made everything fall into place. And there was none of that really, but more like a gradual sort of shifting of my thought processes and the way that I perceive certain things that I do, certain things in our industry. So I suppose that's maybe the first surprise, that yeah, it's that's the value. It's nothing amazing and surprising, but just a gradual shift. And there's nothing wrong with that either. I think, Light Minds is kind of the catalyst for some of that, and it is making me think differently already, which is good. There were some highlights. A massive highlight for me was Benjamin Ellis, who it was a real pleasure spending some time with him, and I loved his keynote. He was talking a lot about converting knowledge to wisdom via storytelling. And I think that's something we still need to keep thinking about, especially with a world that is just full of content. And how do we create some value from that? Also interesting people, some time with Odo Brown from Microsoft, talking about the process of designing Windows Phone 7. Really, really interesting. Love meeting other people as well. Gary Day Ellison, James Whatley, Glenn Lisanto, Andrew Gerard, all really good people, people sort of in my world, and it was yeah, fun to get to know them. So in terms of, I don't know, what did I learn? This is what I've been trying to figure out. I want to kind of put this to work now that I'm back in the real world. I guess the first thing is I work in an amazing industry. I think, the fact that there's this real collective will of all the people who do similar or related things to what I do to understand what it is that we do better and how technology is changing things, and in some way to change the world a little bit. And I think that's really incredible. I think, kind of really blown away by the smart people that I effectively work with. So the other thing I've learned is I need to get a lot smarter, but don't we all? Another thing I learned as kind of an observation is really interesting that I guess we all kind of think of Light Minds maybe as essentially being a social media kind of gathering. And I think, we all started to realize it's not really about that. It's more about communication and connecting and using technology to do that. And so in all the stuff we talked about, in many ways, social media was just kind of implicit in that, wasn't really the subject. And I think maybe that's the way that our industry in terms of marketing, comms, technology is going. And it's less about talking about it and more about accepting that it is what it is, and it's just part of what we do now, it's part of the world. But I do think it's interesting that when we are talking about social media, there's still a lot of talk about Twitter. That seems to be kind of the first thing people mean when they're talking about social media, maybe just because it's the most immediate and the most present for a lot of us. Talked about Facebook and Foursquare a lot as well in the same breath, but really interesting that other social technologies weren't necessarily mentioned quite so explicitly. We didn't talk loads about blogging, we didn't talk loads about file sharing, we didn't talk loads about Audio Boo. Certainly not in the conversations I had or the keynotes that we listened to. So I just think that's kind of interesting, sort of what that means, that Twitter seems to be, I don't know, almost a de facto platform really when we think about social media. The other learning for me, I think, really got me thinking about value. That's something we talked about. There was a keynote about monetizing social media, and I think, what it was a little bit controversial. I think a lot of people sort of say, well, what's the point of this? It's not necessarily just about the money. It's about creating value, and maybe that's, we're chasing the wrong thing, thinking there's pounds at the end of it. It's maybe about value, and how that wraps around, everything else that you offer as a service or as a product.